This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy, what's happening? Tinky and Tierney coming to you live from the Tinky and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience on this Friday around the country. Hopefully you are having a good day. On the East Coast, but good latter portion of the day. On the West Coast, good middle part of the day. And everywhere in between, hopefully it's going well. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206. On Twitter, at Tiki and Tierney, at Brandon Tierney, 1-855-212-4227. When is the NFL going to learn? When are they going to learn? These international disasters, this is ridiculous, man. Mexico, disaster. Winnipeg, disaster. And you know, I don't know. I know that football is not quite the way it used to be, certainly in terms of preseason action. But this is a very odd quote from John Gruden. I'm obviously referencing the 80-yard field that the Raiders and the Packers were forced to play on last night because some dope forgot that when you actually pull goalposts out of the ground, I don't know, they leave a pretty big mark. So it was, if you don't know by now, you're not a football fan. But it was crazy. It was just a weird, weird setup, strange configuration of the field. It is what it is. But Gruden said this. He said, it's not going to change the evaluation other than we didn't get some kickoffs or some opportunities in special teams. I don't know. I mean, my brain's pretty conditioned. Isn't that like when the 53rd man kind of makes the team? You know, like Spear, he's just like a kamikaze down on special teams and crushes somebody. And he's got a little positional versatility, you know, backup tight end, nickel corner, safety, whatever it might be. That makes no sense. So aside from the fact that quite literally somebody's livelihood may have been impacted last night, this is disgraceful. And I'm going to put this on the fans at this point. I'm going to actually turn to you. Because the easy thing, and everybody's done this today, is to get on the air and, you know, lament and bellyache about this horrendous summer setup that we're all forced to watch. And nobody plays. There's no real continuity. It's a truncated offseason. We talk about this all the time. And the culprits are the obvious ones. It's the NFL. But you know who's complicit at this point? That's you, the dopey fans. Dopey fans. You know, again, a million years ago, but when I had Jet season tickets, I had to pay for the summer games, for the two exhibition games at home, right? And, you know, I did so willingly because it was, you know, I'm going to tailgate. I'm going to see some buddies I haven't seen in a while. It's a good chance to assess some of the draft picks and some of the offseason additions, and football's football, and it's at least a reasonable approximation of what my team is going to look like on some level once Labor Day is gone and the season starts. If you're a football fan and you're a season ticket holder at this point and you're dumb enough to pay for this garbage, that's on you. That is absolutely on you because they make you pay for it. They know it's not for free, you know. And, you know, it's funny. I've talked about how the players need to take a real stand, be really assertive with the next CBA instead of crying about, and they're right, I've largely defended every player, and we'll get to Zeke in a little bit. Wait till you hear what Marshall Faulk said about the Dallas Cowboys. He's suddenly intertwined in this little dance between Jerry and Zeke and Dak and Amari, I guess to a lesser extent. But, you know, the way football is set up now, the players really need to take a stand. And they really, this is not new. I've told this to Tiki for 2 years. Dude, you know, instead of complaining about your contracts, do something that previous pioneers from different generations did. Make a stand, you know? Go Kurt Flood. Strike. Don't show up. You know, eventually the owners will get the memo that we're not paying to watch some out-of-shape 67-year-old white guy sit up in his suite because he owns the team. We're here to watch the athletes, the ball players, the show, you know? And I believe that the onus is now, and it really didn't hit me until last night. I just assumed it is what it is. Yeah, you want season tickets? All right, you got to pay for the meaningless preseason. But it really hit me last night. There's a game for some idiotic, nonsensical reason in Canada. I mean, why is there even a game in Winnipeg? Canada wants a football team. They're angling for it. Trust me, I know that. I know. And by the way, I wouldn't be opposed to that. That might actually be far more viable than some other NFL markets, which are, or have been, a little depressed for a while now. Tampa Bay's always scuffling to sell out seats, you know? Always. That's just one example. So, I don't know why we continue to do this. Take our product, lift it up, inconvenience everybody. Everybody's inconvenienced. Put it in the, and Canada's a beautiful country. I love Canada. Our neighbors to the north, right? We go there, they're not ready. They're not ready. I mean, they literally were not equipped. They were not prepared. They were not able to host the event the way they were supposed to host it. So now what I do is I don't give them anything back. And if I'm you, you know, you get no one plays. Nobody plays. Oh, my God. Nobody. But there was at least a point where you could get jazzed up. And this was the week, the third week. Oh, my guys are going to play definitely to halftime if it's, you know, like a young ascending team or a new coach or there's some real deep positional battles, especially quarterback battle. All right, my boys are going to make it, you know, a couple of series into the third quarter. What are we watching? It's a waste of time. This is just dumb. This is empty. This is hollow. This really is nonsensical. And if you keep paying for this, I don't know what else to tell you except that you're a dope and you're getting taken advantage of. At some point, you got to resist this, you know? I'm telling you, if there, and there's already been an appreciable, and we know the reasons why. Yeah, home theaters, home experiences, the red zone, gambling, fantasy, etc. And, you know, in defense of these stadiums, they have, many of them, have gone out of their way. They've acknowledged that, this is going to be a ghost town pretty soon if we don't significantly enhance the game day experience. And a lot of them have spent money and they brought in the reinforcements to make sure that the game day experience is such that you do not feel as if when you walk out of that stadium, you don't know what's going around the league. Well, I mean, you have your phone, but in terms of highlights and scores and did you win money? Did you lose money? Which team? I mean, you got to know what's going on. It's football. We need to know everything from A to Z. I can have no interruptions on football Sunday. Multiple TVs, red zone, multiple laptops. Fantasy teams, which teams do I have money on? What's going on? I mean, that's how we all watch football. And if you stop showing up, maybe they will acquiesce or maybe they will meet you somewhere in the middle. You know what? This really is just a horrendous proposition. It's such a one-sided business proposition at this point that in good faith, just like for the authenticity of the product, we cannot allow you. We cannot, you know, just we can't reach into your wallet and screw you as much as we are screwing you now. We've got to at least package it up a little bit and pretend to fool you. So, you know what? We'll still screw you, but only 50%. Preseason games, half off. Who the hell pays for this? Who pays for this? Now, if you've noticed, I have not said, nor will I say, who goes to this. Because I'm very aware that, because I did this a lot with my tickets. I would go 8 home games, obviously. A lot of times, both preseason games. But a lot of times, like, especially if it's like the first one, you know no one's playing. You get one series. I would give it to a buddy who maybe at this point some of my friends were married earlier. They had kids. Hey, take your kids. I'm good. We'll be going to the games when it matters. And, you know, if you're a dad or a mom or an aunt or an uncle or a brother and you just don't have the disposable income, if somebody hands you preseason tickets, quite frankly, a 7-year-old kid doesn't care about the depth chart. It's about the experience. I'm not talking to you, I promise. Clearly, I'm not talking about you at all. But if you reach into your pocket and you pay for this, you are a dope, period. Dope. That's it. Nothing else to say. I mean, eventually, you got to take a stand here. There comes a point where the resistance has to swing back, you know? You got to go against the Death Star a little bit here. You might not blow it up, but you could dent it. You could ding it. Winnipeg. 80-yard field. 80 yards. 80 yards.
Why even play the game in the first place?
You know what? They should not have, Mike. They should not have.
Because what you're saying is, okay, we're going to rest our starters because we're worried about them getting hurt. But these other scrubs who are fighting for their livelihood.
Yes.
Like Aaron Rodgers, if he gets hurt, it sucks for the Packers, but he's set for life.
Uh-huh.
If you're some seventh-round rookie out of Fresno State and you're fighting for your life and you get hurt on that field, you might lose your career because of the league and the team being completely irresponsible.
Inadequacies.
No, that's worse.
Listen, Mike, the sport is brutal enough where when, you know, 245 bodies smash into 263-pound bodies, one guy runs a 4.39, the other guy runs a 4.42, and there's 12 or 13 yards separating the two before they actually collide. I mean, you got to hold on for dear life at that point. And that's not even incorporating the structural aspect of the field. That's got to be a given. Like, that can't be a variable that is occasionally met or most times met. That is non-negotiable. The field's got to be right. If it ain't right, we're leaving. Back on the bus. We're not playing. Period. I don't care about broadcast rights. I don't care about what you have committed. I don't care about who's in the luxury suite. I don't care about how much Canada gave us or Mexico gave. It doesn't matter. We're not playing. We're going on the bus. Goodbye. Call me when the field's ready. Call me when the field matches the shield. I mean, think about how much money the NFL has. This is, I mean, the more I think about it, this is ludicrous. This is disgusting. This is utterly unacceptable, and this is pathetic. How the hell do you make all this money and not have every little minutia, every little detail buttoned up? How? And how, like, you would think that this would be the answer to, like, a random trivia question from 1976, you know? Hey, remember the time the Raiders and the Packers played in you know, they experimented with Canada, and they played on that 80-yard field. Oh, my God, it's crazy. Man, times change a lot in 40 years. It's 40 seconds ago. Not 40 years, 40 seconds. It's 40 minutes ago. This is so stupid. Just get me to the season already. Cam Newton. Cam, what are you doing? He's going to be okay. And, you know, I'm certainly not going to go too hard on a guy who's trying to get an extra yard. But, Cam, you got to have a little more awareness than that, man. Just like, and again, Mariota's different than Cam at this point. But last week, Mariota's doing somersaults into the end zone. Boom! Quarterback, Mike Elway in the Super Bowl. That's dangerous stuff. This is unnecessary. And Gruden's quote truly is, first of all, Gruden said it was fine. John, come on. Just because you got your $100 million, you could keep it real. That's ridiculous. It's an embarrassment. It wasn't fine. It was an 80-yard field. It's like going to Cooperstown, right, for the Little League Classic, and instead of the bases being 90 feet, they're 72. Oh, we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to really challenge the players, see how fast they can get down a first baseline. 60 feet, 6 inches? Nope, not today. Not for the Little League Classic. Today, we're going to go 55 feet, 9 inches. Just see how much spin rate we can really get. What? You know, the NBA goes overseas. 10-foot rims? Nonsense. Today, we're going to play with 8-foot 9. You know, we're going to give the little guy a chance. You know? 94 feet in length? Not today. It's not. You know, not in Tokyo or not wherever we're playing this. Not in London. Nope. Today, we're going to experiment. It's 87 feet. Because all the data that spits out, all the metrics tells us that we can preserve the body of the small forward if he runs three fewer times up and down the court. And by our calculations, if we trim it from 94 feet to 87 feet, guess what? That might tack on another year to his career. What in the world? How do we have answers to everything in the world? And we have an 80-yard football field. Are you kidding me? This is just the height of stupidity. Man, oh, man. I couldn't wait to come in here and start the show today. 80 yards. And then Gruden telling us it doesn't matter. No, no, guys never make the teams on special. They never make it a 53-man roster on special teams because they show such, you know, disregard for their body and such a willingness to, you know, for the greater cause that, you know, they run through three guys and they go head first, where they risk spinal cord damage, God forbid, to make a tackle in a meaningless game. No, but it really has no impact on the roster. That never happens. Guys never find a way to make the team on the third game or the fourth game. Never, coach. We've never seen that before. Never. All right, fans. I want to hear from you. You have season tickets. I used to. I have worked the last 6 years, and this, thank God, will be 7 years. I have worked every single NFL Sunday here on CBS Sports Network with Tops, okay? So I'm not going to games like I used to. You are. And you continue to pay for this summer slop? You're out of your minds. 855-212-4227. Get some calls. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, summer's here. So is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during these summer months. We know this. We also know that heat can really drain the life out of you. Imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat actually drains your batteries more so than the harsh winter months. A lot of people don't realize that. It's a misnomer that it's the other way. No, it's actually heat more damaging than winter. Of course, the cold obviously is not good either, but the heat just destroys it. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. Free! So if it needs replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store nearest you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices every day. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. By the way, our Tiki and Tierney 2 days today, two more good teams. We've got the Vikings and the Pats. Vikes and the Pats. We'll do that a little later in the show. Maurice Jones-Drew is going to join us next segment. So MJD's in the house. Bounce around. NFL Network analyst here. Maybe a little fantasy as well. He's into that. Inbounds, out of bounds, hour two. We'll get a couple of calls here. 1-855-212-4227. I mean, I'm putting the onus on you. Eventually, you got to put your foot down. Stop paying for this nonsense. You know, if you don't, that's on you. A quick aside. So tomorrow, we get college football. Now, D-Cell is a huge Canes fan, all right? And we've been going back and forth on this a little bit, little snippets the last couple of days. I don't have a great sense of which way I'm going to go yet, if I even go away in this game. Started at 7.5 points. It's trimmed down to 7. It's nice to get a little action out of the shoot, have a little bit of fun, but you still have to like the game. I don't have a great sense for this game. However, D-Cell came in during the break, and I said, D-Cell, on a scale of 1 to 10, all right, what would you grade the Canes defense out to be? 9-ish? He said 9.5. I said, I agree. Talking about a 9.5 out of 10. On the collegiate level, the Hurricanes defense, there are a few that are better, all right? So you're talking almost a 10 and certainly in the 9s. D-Cell, in terms of the Gators offense, where do you put them, around a 4 or 5? He said a 4. I said, I would agree, right? So right there, how does that not give you clarity? I know you're not a big better, but that's just a that's a good working roadmap. Elite defense. I know they can't score. I get that. But so it's two. If it's 3 points, we're not having this discussion. You're giving a great defense, 7 points in an in-state rivalry matchup. You know, more think about this, and I said last week I was kind of liking Florida. I think I'm liking the Canes taking the 7. D-Cell, go ahead.
I totally get where you're coming from, and everything you said makes a ton of sense, and you're starting to get me to inch closer.
Here we go.
I just have zero confidence in their offense. Maybe they get a defensive touchdown. And that's
Well, that's part of the analysis, for sure.
But they're just not going to be able to move the ball.
See, but you, and I respect this. This is not me taking a shot at you at all, but your soul, your football compass, your emotions are guided by your affinity just for the Canes and nothing to do with gambling. So you're not looking at it from a mathematical point of view, from, you know, an analysis point of view in terms of what's a value play. I get that. So I trust me, if I'm a devout Canes fan like you, I'm sitting here saying, I mean, they could give me 6 yards. I still might not get a first down. They could spot me six. I might be sitting on third and four for, you know, fourth and four and punting. I get it. But just conceptually, philosophically, 9.5 to 10, ultra, uber, elite defense versus, at best, an average offense, in-state rivalry and the motions that go with that, with a touchdown to play with. I definitely just convinced myself. I'm going to go with I'm going to take the Canes. That's what I'm going to do.
Good luck. Hope you win.
Thank you, buddy. Let's get Bill, who's in Colorado Springs. And Bill is on Tiki and Tierney. Billy, what's going on?
BT, how are you?
What up, Bill?
Many props from the land of Mile High out here. We love your show out here.
Ah, that's awesome. Thank you, Bill. We really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm with you. I just sat there in horror and in awe that how long ago did the NFL know about Winnipeg? How many people were involved in picking that stadium? How many people fell under the bus and screwed up? I mean, really,
yeah.
How many careers and things were on the line? I sat there in my living room and just in horror. And so when you summed that up today, I just had to call in and say, I commiserate. I'm just like numb inside. Like, what is going on with the NFL? So anyway, yeah. That's all I got.
You got it, Billy. I appreciate you, buddy. And everybody out there in Denver and Colorado Springs, I'm curious what your Broncos are going to yield this year. As I've said a few times, that's one of the teams, one of the few teams, my instincts are not pointing me in a definitive direction. The more I think about the Broncos, I actually think they're going to be better than I thought, but I'm still not sold on that. I want to take it behind the curtain for radio, right, for a moment. And this will tell you logistically just how empty and dopey the NFL is at this point. When Tiki and I pack up the Tiki and Tierney trailer and we hit the road and we do a remote, right, we go to the Super Bowl. We do shows from the Final Four. We've been doing this for a better part of a decade at this point. We go to last year, we went to Nashville, Tennessee. Awesome experience. We broadcasted a couple of days from the grounds of the draft, which was sweet, right? We send our engineer team out there, our CBS Sports Radio, Westwood One, everybody in conjunction goes to where we're broadcasting, and they literally test lines to make sure that when, I don't know, when we open up our mic, we can speak and you can hear us. That's like going to do a show and not showing up and saying, hopefully they paid the electricity bill. Hopefully the rats didn't nibble on the wires. Hopefully whatever, God knows, happened. You got to do a walkthrough, NFL. I mean, it's really, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. Dan is in Green Bay, 107.5 FM. Dan is on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Dan?
Good. How about you guys?
We are doing well.
Well, the part that really bugs me now is, have you noticed that, and the New England Patriots started this plan, is the first two games of the regular season now have become the de facto preseason because nobody plays, so they all play like crap for the first 2 weeks till they all get in sync.
Yep.
And then we're paying for regular games that, I mean, the Patriots, what have they gone? 1-1, 0-2. They don't care. They get it all together. But why even have the preseason? Because they're using the first two games of the regular season.
I agree. You know, Dan, that's a very astute observation. Thanks for the call there. That's true. Now, we've talked about this. It's been a theme. I would say, if I had to really pinpoint it, maybe we've really noticed that sloppiness due to the condensed offseason beginning to trickle into the start of the NFL regular season. 3-4 years, we've kind of, certainly last year we were all over it, and we've kind of hinted at it, and maybe even a little bit beyond hinting, for the last 3 or 4 years. We've acknowledged that on the air. It bleeds into the regular season. That's true. You know, and what was the number? I remember doing the math on this. This was a while ago. I believe the Patriots' winning percentage in the month of September under Belichick, it's definitely in the 60s. It's like 68, 67-ish percent from his first year till last year. And beyond that, it's like 85%, something incredible. So they're able to adjust, but not everybody can. Reggie's in Tampa Bay. He's got us up on 10:40 a.m. What up, Reg? How are you today?
BT, like I always tell you, and Tiki, thank you guys for educating and entertaining me on the way home.
I love it. I'll tell you, Reggie, you sound like first of all, you're welcome. I recognize the voice. You just, every time you call, Reggie, you call with a direct purpose. You're always upbeat. You're concise. You're one of my favorite callers. I just want to let you know that, buddy.
Well, BT, my motto is, every morning God wakes me up, I go make it a great day no matter what comes my way.
That's a good way to live.
I'm biased, okay, because I played basketball with you in the late 80s.
Oh, okay.
I have even more incentive to hate the Gators because they cost me a lot of money. My daughter went there for undergrad and for medical school.
Ooh.
So I have even a little bit more incentive. But this is what I want to say. The difference is I think that, because I have a lot of guys still in Miami that I play basketball with, and they say the vibe around the team, Manny has brought a different type of swag and atmosphere. So it kind of reminds us of when we were there in the late 80s, although, of course, with social media and other times, you can't be as swaggalicious as we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is a factor. The Gators are favorite, I know, and they should be favorite.
Yep.
But I think that Manny is the right guy for this job to bring a little bit of the old you back. And last thing I'll say is this, quarterback play. We haven't had a consistent quarterback since Dorsey. That's been over a decade ago. So we got to find a quarterback. But I think the arrow is pointing up for the U. Hey, man, as always, love the show.
You got it, Reg. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, no, the arrow's definitely pointing up. You know, there's only so much it can point without established, reliable, explosive quarterback play. But I'm with you on the attitude. I'm with you on the swag. I mean, that's even more. They've got a different bite. You know, they've got a different ferocity, a little bit of a different little strut. And, again, you get to give, listen, they could lose 31-3. I mean, special teams could break down. They can miss field goals. They can give up an 88-yard kickoff return. I mean, anything could happen. That's why you have to be smart when you bet these games. But just looking at this with no dog in the fight, you know, no allegiance either way, college football is better when the Canes and the Gators and the Seminoles are all good and all powers and potent. So I just want to see good football. But if you ask me how would I spend my money here, well, again, an elite shutdown kick-ass defense against an offense that really sputters quite a bit and that defense is getting 7 to work with. You know where I stand on that. I'll take the seven, Diesel. How about you go halvesy with me? How about this? Come on. Let me pull you into the world, will you? I'll make you money, dude.
I've never made a bet in my life.
Jeez.
Not a single one.
How is that possible?
I'll take half the winnings.
Yeah, you'll take half of nothing and like it. How are you? Now, it's not like you're like 22. You're 30. Still a young man, but 30 in sports radio. Both here, Sirius XM, you've been around, you're good. How have you never placed a bet?
You have to have something to bet.
Hey, I was destitute when I lived in Las Vegas. I mean, I still found a way. But that's a good answer. You have to have something to bet. That actually is a very good answer. 1-855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney show. So Tiki and Tierney's 2-a-days coming up. A little later, 4 Eastern, about 30 minutes from now, the Vikings with their play-by-play man, the great Paul Allen, great pipes, a legend. We've got him. Dan Shaughnessy coming up in hour 3, 5 Eastern, so about an hour and a half from now. And we'll get him on the Patriots. So we've got a lot to do. A little something on Zeke. We've got Maurice Jones-Drew coming up next from the NFL Network. Just bounce around a little bit. Inbounds, out of bounds. But look, Greg Caserta. Get ready to deliver and dive into an award-winning update here on Tiki and Tierney. You good?
Yes, sir.
Anything with Zeke? Any breaking news for us here, Greg?
Nothing yet. I like that lineup that you got coming up.
Strong.
You know, MJD, Shaughnessy.
Well, you know how we do it here on Tiki and
Paul,
Tierney.
That's a good one, too.
Not our first dance. Come on.
I like that.
All right, Greg. So keep up the energy and keep up the expectation here. We can't have it sag off with the update.
We're not lagging.
Caserta's update right now. Okay, Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. Teek is out. It's been all full week. He's back on Monday, so we'll do our thing together. It's time to ask the pros. Give you a chance to ask us anything you want. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio and use the hashtag AskThePros. Hashtag AskThePros. Make sure you stick around and listen later on. I will answer the most compelling one. So challenge me. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. Coming up top of the hour here, training camp 2-a-days. Tiki and Tierney's 2-a-days here. The Vikings, the bellowing pipes of their play-by-play man, Paul Allen, legend. So they will, Vikings going to be, gets a good division, no doubt. Very hard to predict, very hard to attach a definitive order in terms of preference. You know, you would think the Lions are probably a distant fourth. I actually think the Bears could take a step back, though. So we got a few things to talk about with the Vikings in that division. Hour 3, we've got Dan Shaughnessy on the Patriots, Boston Globe columnist. A little something on Zeke, inbounds, out of bounds as well. And right now, though, we get a chance to chat with a guy who played in the NFL, was really the first, I believe he was the first NFL player who openly and readily acknowledged like fantasy play. I'm pretty sure he did that. Three-time Pro Bowl, their first team All-Pro. He's an analyst for the Rams now. He's added that to his resume. And, of course, he's been with the NFL Network for a long time. Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD. Mo, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brent. How are you?
I'm doing very well. To you, you know, and boy, there's so many different things to directions you could go with this. The most interesting story, and I'm going to take the Browns off the table. That might be too easy. Outside of the Browns, the most interesting, compelling story entering the 2019 season is?
I'm going to be biased, but it has to be the lack of respect for the running back position. I think teams are starting to feel like that you could just put anybody at that position and they'll do well, and that's not the case. I think the Chargers are going to find that out here in the next couple weeks. I think if the Cowboys don't get a deal done with Zeke, they're going to find out the hard way as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that we, you know, and I'm not, I don't, I feel every player should get paid. So I want to make sure I say that. I think all the quarterbacks, they do have a lot on their plate. But understand that quarterbacks need pieces around them to help them be better. How many times do we always hear the excuse for quarterbacks? Oh, he doesn't have an offensive line. Oh, he doesn't have a running game. Or, oh, he doesn't have this. Or, oh, he doesn't have that. But then when it comes to a running back, it's just all, well, you know, we don't value that position. Well, the quarterback needs a running game.
Mm-hmm.
And we know with both the Chargers and the Cowboys that those running backs, and even with Melvin Gordon being hurt a couple years, he still was giving you 1,200 yards from scrimmage yards, 1,200 scrimmage yards, and double-digit tons out every year. Who's going to be able to do that? I don't know.
Yeah,
When it comes to the Cowboys, we know when Zeke isn't out there, we've seen this before. There's proof of this. When Zeke is not on the field, they don't win games. They don't go to the playoffs. Those things don't happen.
No.
And so I'm trying to understand from an analyst standpoint, as well as a football standpoint. I thought we're in the game of. I thought this game is about trying to win games.
At least that's
what I thought it was. So when I look at these two organizations, and you see their wins and losses come with. And granted, people are going to say when Melvin Gordon was out, the Chargers went 4-0, and I understand that argument. But their numbers, the offensive numbers were down 100 yards as a total offense, and I think their rushing yards were down like 40, which tells me that you can't sustain going 4-0 during that time. And so you have to try to find sustained success. And we know that with obviously Ezekiel Elliott, sustained success is with him in the backfield. And with the Chargers, when Melvin Gordon's out there, they're a better offense. They open up things for those receivers and Phillip Rivers. And so, to me, it's really disheartening to know that when guys like Alvin Kamara are coming up, Joe Mixon, who led the AFC in rushing, all these teams who are getting together that are trying to get on the winning track and trying to get where the Cowboys and the Chargers are, that the Cowboys and the Chargers are deciding to do the opposite.
All right, well, let me throw this at you, because mostly everything you said I totally agree with, right? We know Kamara, special. McCaffrey, special. Mixon, special. Saquon, beyond special. Le'Veon Bell, special. Zeke, special. I don't think Melvin Gordon's special.
So this is the thing with Melvin Gordon. He may not – you have to look at what he's able to do. I think sometimes he doesn't have the wow plays, even though he's shown some really good wow plays. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He does everything. He doesn't have the same speed as those guys. But you talk about the play against the Niners last year where he broke like five or six tackles, jumping, spinning in the air. I've seen plays where, you know, they played the Browns last year where he had two big runs, using his vision. And everyone doesn't get a chance to have a special running back. It's hard. It's like everyone doesn't have a Phillip Rivers that's going to play 17 years, right? There's only a couple of those guys out there.
Sure.
Everyone's trying to find it. But when you do find a guy that fits your system, you want to make sure you take care of him, because in that locker room, guys are going to be like, well, Melvin Gordon has come out here. He come every day. He worked his butt off. He's done all these things. And I'm not – and granted, I'm not saying that you should pay Melvin Gordon, I don't know what he's asking. I know what they're doing, right? But I think you need to make a more of an effort to try to get him done. I feel like the Chargers in their history, for some reason, they always have holdouts. If you correct me if I'm wrong, I think Joey Bosa held out.
He did.
Antonio Gates held out.
Yep.
Right? Everyone holds out. I don't know if Sean Merriman held out. I mean, they always have that. And it's that organization from that standpoint.
Okay.
And so there has to be, something has to change, because what's going to happen is the Chargers, and I've said this before and I've gone on record with it, I think Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson are really good running backs, and they add great depth. But it's hard when you go from the number two guy to be the number one guy, and then your number three guy has to be the number two guy.
Yeah. Because
now people are game planning for you, where all you got to do is come in and have a couple plays, be a spark plug, or come in and give us some really good runs while certain guys are rested. Now we're going to be leaning on you. And I was able to see the Rams practice against the Chargers. The running game wasn't what it was with Melvin Gordon in there. So that's one of the issues.
Okay. We're talking to MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, Maurice with NFL Network for a long time, and he's an analyst for the Rams as well, three-time Pro Bowler, made the All-Pro team once as well. Jaguars, 8 years, finished up with the Raiders here. Now, Todd Gurley, you know, listen, you can try to, you know, contort your body and twist your and go down, you know, to avoid hits and to kind of preserve the life of your body, the elasticity of your body, if you will. But if those joints aren't cooperating, you know, how does Todd Gurley navigate, and maybe even more specifically, MJD, how does he manipulate what seems to be an arthritic condition?
Well, let me say this. There's a lot of concerns over that. I have zero. And I
really?
I have zero concerns.
All right, let's
I feel
hear
like
it.
The Rams have put together a great plan for him throughout the offseason. He didn't take any unnecessary hits. He practiced when he needed to. He looked really good when he practiced. This game is about getting as many, obviously playing as long as you can, 16 games. Hopefully the Rams want to go back 20 again like they did last year. But the key is this, and the key that I think Coach McVay and his staff has done with Todd is amazing. They went out and drafted another running back, so Todd doesn't need to be on the field every play. Right? When Malcolm Brown got hurt, Todd Gurley was the only running back that they can use against Detroit. He was the only running back they can use against Chicago, and it was just like you're just giving him unnecessary hits all the time. So they went out and they got another guy to help him. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to take carries away from him, but instead of maybe, you know, him being out there doing a check down pass route, they may have someone else in there doing that, right?
Yeah.
Again, resting him up, making sure that he's fresh throughout, because Todd is the engine to this offense. He's the thing that makes it go. When he's on the field and he can run the ball, that play action pass works, Jared Goff can throw it to everyone, they do a really good job. And so they put a plan together, one with rehab, another with the way they're going to take care of his body and his resources that they have there, their resources they have there to make sure that he's on top of his game. I have zero concern with Todd Gurley. I think a lot of people are upset with it. There's a lot of people that play with that knee injury. There's a lot of guys in the league that have that knee injury right now, or ankle injuries that are like that, or elbows or shoulders.
But at that age and at that position?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's quarterbacks. When you get shoulder surgery, it's not like your shoulder comes back and it's great. Drew Brees did it. And I guarantee you Drew Brees' shoulder isn't what it used to be. But, yeah, he's still out there slinging that rock all around. I mean, there's a lot of people with that. And I don't – again, you have to understand, like, football players are obviously much different than the average person. So when you hear that, we all think of your grandmother or grandfather who has an arthritic wrist and, oh, it hurts every day. Like, Todd Gurley's a well-oiled machine athlete that can do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
I've particularly in this camp, have watched him very closely just to make sure to see if there's any steps. I know I'm going to be asked this question a ton, and I haven't seen one drop off at yet. So I'm not concerned. I think Todd's going to continue to play at the level he's played the last two or three years. And, you know, I expect this team to continue to do what they've been doing.
That's encouraging. I think everybody loves hearing that. We all love watching Todd play. It's Maurice Jones-Drew. Mo, got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds. I always think it's pretty fun to try to pick out a team that's lying in the weeds, that's not getting a whole lot of pub, that might be able to take a nice jump this year. I think the Titans maybe could be that team. I think the Jets have more talent than people think. I think the Broncos could be a little sneaky. MJD's wild card sleeper sneaky team, who would it be?
It's going to be it's going to be the Vikings. I think I heard you guys talk about it a little bit earlier. I think the Vikings adding Gary Kubiak and his offensive mindset, going against him for eight years of my career.
Yeah.
Like, the way he can get guys in position, and no disrespect to that, those Texans teams, they had a ton of talent, but they don't have the talent that the Minnesota Vikings have on offense, where Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, you have two tight ends, Rudolph and Irv Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, you have an offensive line that they've revamped, right? You added a rookie running back, another backs back there, Amir Abdullah. I mean, then you – What he's able to do with quarterbacks is another thing. And I think that's important for Kirk Cousins, who wasn't necessarily comfortable last year, right? There's a lot of pressure. Now, I mean, anytime you sign a fully guaranteed contract, the only one in the NFL, there's going to be pressure and expectation that comes with it. And we saw that kind of get on him a little bit. I think with Gary Kubiak there, the way he's able to talk and understand the offense, the way he's able to coach the other coaches there, the way he allows those other coaches to implement a lot of the stuff that they want to do,
mm-hmm.
I think the Vikings are going to be a really good team. Now that Zimmer doesn't have to worry about the offense as much like he did last year, he could just focus strictly on his defense, get his defense back to going. I think the Vikings are going to be a sneaky, really good team.
All right. We're going to put MJD down for the Vikes. Obviously, a high profile.
And plus, yep. Let me say this, too, real quick. Plus,
Real quick, buddy.
They got two Bruins on their defense. They should be fine.
Okay.
Right? That's all that matters. Those guys went to UCLA. They'll be okay.
Had to squeeze that in, didn't you? Good job, man. Thanks, yeah. Maurice. Appreciate
all right. See you guys later.
No doubt. It's funny. He says the pressure's with the guaranteed contract. I don't know. I think the pressure would be with the non-guaranteed contract, you know? That's when he kind of squeezed the ball a little tighter. It's not guaranteed. I better perform well. I hear what he's saying, though. It's good stuff. 1 hour down. Coming up, those Vikings. The bellowing pipes. Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.